Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Pete Alonso and the Mets prevented Tampa Bay from clinching the American League East crown, beating the Rays 5-2 behind three home runs and Seth Lugo's bounce-back pitching performance. The Mets are desperately trying to stay in the National League playoff chase with five games remaining in the regular season. The Rays are already assured a playoff berth and need just one win or a Yankees loss to secure their first division title in 10 years. They didn't get that last night. The Yankees blasted the Blue Jays 12-1. Also, the Red Sox down the Orioles 8-3, and the Braves clinched the National League East title after ripping the Marlins 11-1. The Phillies tumbled out of a playoff position after getting swept by the Nationals in a doubleheader. Washington took the opener 5-1 and Game 2 8-7. In the NBA playoffs, Jamal Murray had 28 points, 12 assists, and 8 rebounds as the Nuggets beat the Lakers 114-106 to cut the Lakers' lead to 2-1 in the Western Conference Finals. In the WNBA playoffs, the Aces topped the Sun 83-75 to even their semifinal series at a game apiece. In basketball news, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says his best guess is that next season won't start until at least January. Speaking on CNN, Silver acknowledged that the later-than-usual schedule could mean top U.S. men's players miss next summer's Tokyo Olympics. In other news, Belmont Stakes winner Tis the Law won't run in next month's Preakness, spoiling what would have been a highly anticipated rematch with Kentucky Derby winner Authentic. The Preakness on October 3rd concludes this year's reconfigured Triple Crown Series, which was run out of order because of the pandemic. Jack Knowlton, managing partner of the Saratoga Stable, which owns Tis the Law, says the colt will be pointed toward the Breeders' Cup at Keeneland in November. I'm Jesse King.